Arizona school districts are facing shortages of more than just teachers. Superintendents are also in short supply. But a program at Grand Canyon University is trying to deal with that with a training program for new superintendents. The school is working on it with the State Education Department and the Arizona School Administrators Organization. Joining me to talk about the Superintendents Collaborative Network is Tacy Ashby, Senior Vice President at GCU. She's also a former Deputy Superintendent of Public Instruction, and Laura Neville, Superintendent of Union Elementary School District in Tolleson. And Tacy, let me start with you. What was the impetus behind this program?
It's an initiative that we work with the new superintendents in Arizona, and there are anywhere from around 20 to 30, 40 new superintendents in Arizona a year. And having been a new superintendent in Arizona, we are committed at GCU to really coming alongside and serving and supporting our new superintendents as they learn and need that support as they grow and develop as new superintendents.
And when you say new superintendent, you mean new to being a superintendent, right? Not new to a district.
It can be both.
Laura, you went through this program. For how long have you been a superintendent?
I am in the middle, just about the middle of my second year.
Okay.
So I participated last year as a first-year superintendent, and I'm still staying connected as they've expanded and recognized we want more support, so they're actually expanding to a second-year support program as well.
When you started as a superintendent, what were the biggest challenges that you faced in that job?
You don't know what you don't know. And being afforded the opportunity to work with a cadre of experienced and retired superintendents, which that was what the collaborative really offered. They bring together experts who've been in that seat, as well as, of course, all of us, the new folks together. And, you know, certainly we appreciate people who are going through the same thing that we are and saying, okay, are you seeing this challenge? But being able to not only work with all of the different retired superintendents, we each were assigned an individual mentor that we worked with monthly or more frequently, depending on as needed, throughout the year.
Tacy, we hear a lot about, for teachers, the importance of having an experienced mentor to sort of guide them through, especially their first couple of years, the number of teachers who leave within the first 3 years of being in the classroom. Is that the kind of premise that you're looking for with superintendents? I mean, is there the same kind of issue with superintendents needing some kind of mentorship before they end up leaving?
Absolutely. We found in Arizona and across the nation that actually the tenure of a superintendent is about 3 years. And so we were really desirous of having this kind of program to maintain superintendents in the superintendency because we realized that the importance of a leader that is really knowledgeable and committed to the system at the top is incredibly important.
No two of us are necessarily facing the same thing at the same time. And each district is so vastly different in terms of the workings. So my district, we have three fabulous governing board members, but some districts have as many as seven. Mm-hmm. And learning to do that is a job all in itself, in addition to the other leadership things that we typically work on, change and instruction. And I would tell you, I think there you can't provide enough support to learn. You know, that's an on-the-job learning. There is no course for that. Multiple degrees, nobody taught me that.
We hear a lot about how Arizona is facing a pretty significant teacher shortage. Are we short superintendents as well? Or are we losing superintendents faster than we can replace them?
Superintendents and principals. Mm-hmm. So it's true at the administrative level also. And so a program like this keeps superintendents in longer. It maintains them in that position. And regardless of what we're talking about in terms of the education profession, we are looking at attraction and retention as being a challenge.
And to add on to the point that you said with the teacher shortage, ultimately that will lead to a leader shortage because that's where our leaders come from, the teacher ranks. I started out as an eighth grade teacher, you know, eventually moved on into administration. If we have fewer people participating as teachers, we're going to eventually see the same problem in the ranks of assistant principals, principals, and so on, more so than even we're facing today.
Laura, how similar or dissimilar are the skill sets required to be a successful teacher and a successful administrator, specifically superintendent?
Well, I'd like to say there is a key piece that is the same, is that we're always teachers. A big part of my role is now working with adults and helping them be successful in their role, whether they're in the classroom, they're a district leader, they're a building leader. There are differences, though. So in the classroom, I'm a technician. I'm working with my students very specifically in a content area to acquire skills and knowledge. As an administrator, certainly at the superintendent's level, I'm no longer that technician, even though that's what got me to where I'm at, and I'm very good at those things. That's no longer the main part of my job. The main part of my job now is helping people be successful in their job.
We are finding that our superintendents are needing to become much more entrepreneurial in today's market.
In terms of raising money for their districts?
In terms of being a development leader, in terms of marketing in this very competitive educational environment.
Tacy, how big of a dent do you think that a program like this can put into the need for recruiting superintendents and for districts to be able to keep those superintendents in place once they have them?
Well, what we're seeing is we now will have reached probably about 78 superintendents over the past three cohorts, including this year's cohort. We're seeing that most of them at this point are staying. There is very little turnover. So we're hoping that something like this will really help with the retention and will also help with the attraction, because superintendents see that something is indeed in place.
Laura, how significant has going through this program been to your feeling confident in your job and your success in your job and you're wanting to stay in that job for any amount of time?
I would say it has made a tremendous impact. As Tacy said, the tenure is about 3 years for most folks. It is a very challenging job. You're the only one in it in your district. So to have something like the collaborative to support you, but also to set you up for success. So, you know, obviously folks typically who aspire to this type of role, pretty driven, hardworking, and so on. But that still doesn't mean you're going to be successful kind of left to your own devices. You might get there eventually, but I think what's powerful about this is it helps the people that are participating from fits and starts and hopefully learning from others. That's the other piece that's so critical in our work, is we have a sense of urgency. We can't wait for things and stumble around. Our kids need us to be successful now. They need our teachers, so we're investing in our teachers, in our principals, and it's nice to have the collaborative investing in us so that we can bring that about for all Arizona kids.
All right. Tacy, Laura, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tacy Ashby is Senior Vice President at Grand Canyon University. She's also a former Deputy Superintendent of Public Instruction. I was also joined by Laura Neville, Superintendent of Union Elementary School District in Tolleson.